Hello, everyone. It is me, Ronnie. Okay, this one, I promise you, there will be no cuts. It will be a full stream of consciousness. So you would know how much I struggle with recording my audios for not being able to pronounce words properly like that. I just did that, okay? So welcome to my first AMA. I'm really excited. And thank you all for your fantastic messages for my birthday and your incredible questions. We're going to go one by one. And in the order of submission, did you get it? Yeah. some are anonymous, some are not. And yeah, let's do this. So first question, waffles or pancakes? I gotta say pancakes. I love sweet pancakes, but I have to say I love savory pancakes even more. I do zucchini pancakes all the time. I do green onion leek type of pancake. Also, I love crepes, which is also a very thin pancake. Especially I love crepes with like sour cream and something else, maybe like caviar or something on it. So pancakes all the way. Cake or pie? This one's a bit tougher. I'd say cake more because I don't know. It just, you know, so celebratory and stuff. Usually people eat cake for some happy reasons and stuff. So I have better connotation with it. So next question, ice cream or sherbet? Even though I love like sour, tangy lemon or grapefruit or orange sherbets, I have to go with ice cream because, you know, ice cream is just the bomb sometimes. Sometimes that's what you need. Jello or pudding? If that was Holly talking, she'd always go for pudding. So I will support Harley in her decision. So the next set of questions comes from my good friend and longtime collaborator, Arthur Wynn. So let's see, Arthur. What did you want to know? What's your celebrity crush? Celebrity, girl or boy? Firstly, you didn't specify. because girl crush is Gal Gadot, obviously. And with boys, I have a lot more crushes. But I'll just have to go with a classic, I guess. Chris Hemsworth, the Thor himself, the God of Thunder. Next question is, what's your dream job? My dream job is, I haven't really thought about it. I quite enjoy my actual job, but of course I enjoy the GWA stuff I do and voice acting a lot more, I guess. So if I could earn my living with the voice acting and GWA stuff, I'd be really, really happy about it. Yeah. Speaking of, whoever listens to this, please let me know in the comments if you would consider subscribing to my Patreon, which I'm considering creating in the next foreseeable future, I guess. So would you consider subscribing to my Patreon when I get it eventually, sometime? But not, it's not now, it's not gonna be now, in the future. so that GWA will become my dream job. Help me get my dream job. So yeah, that's my answer. So next question is, favorite position in bed? Cheeky. I mean, well, I guess the most utilized position is the missionary, the different variants of the missionary, because that helps me climax better, you know. But I also love the I don't know how to call it, like on the side, like a snuggle fuck position, where the partner is in the back. You know what I mean, yeah. So when I'm laying on the side and the partner is behind me and stuff like that, yeah. That one is really cute and I like it a lot. If you could sleep with any fictional character, who would it be? I have not thought about that too much and in a while, so I probably would fantasize it a couple of years before when I was into different stuff, you know, the fictional characters. The kind of the first thing that comes to my mind is Draco Malfoy. And then the second thing that pops into my head is Zuko. So yeah, let's get a threesome with those two hunks. I'll be okay. Film, next question. Film / music / literature. Two are banished forever. Only one can survive. What would it be? Jesus fucking Christ, where did you come up with these questions, Arthur? It's so difficult. Film, music, or literature? One, only one would survive. Ugh. How can you choose? I mean, if we think about it, if we think about it, well, music, literature. Well, literature, if it is banished, we can literature in for as a form of art, you mean? Yeah, so no one is printing books, no one is releasing audiobooks and stuff. I think I'd still be okay, because I can make my own stuff, you know, write my own stories or get my friends to write stories and stuff. For music, I'd say if we banish music forever, we would get people who'd still do their like amateur stuff and like do some, I don't know, parties at their house, playing piano or guitar or something, or drums, you know, getting some garage bands to life. Film, if we banish film, I think we would see a huge growth in like YouTubers and other type of content creators related to storytelling and stuff like that. But if I have to be really honest, I think I would still keep film, because it also kind of encapsulates the other two in itself, in music as in the soundtrack. So the film should, if we keep the film as an art form, it still would have music in it as an soundtrack, and it still would get literature involved in it, because films are based on scripts. So that is my long and very convoluted answer. I would keep film, because to me personally, it also is a more influential art form that has impacted my development in younger years and also in my adulthood. So there we go. Next question is from Ali. How did you discover GWA? Well, do you have, I don't know, 20 minutes for me to explain the situation? So I've been having bad anxiety and depressive states a lot last year. Well, thank you, COVID, and being stuck at home. My therapist recommended me to do some meditations and guided meditations to help me sleep better and stuff. So when I tried that, I realized I can't stay awake for more than 5 minutes. And if I really wanted the meditation to work, I should probably see through it. And I couldn't. I would just fall asleep. And then on YouTube, I started to get recommended these BFE audios, boyfriend experience audios, about comfort and maybe like relaxation and stuff like that. I've started listening to those, and they were really nice. They really helped me out. So whoever is posting those type of audios on YouTube, thank you. First of all, for helping me with my anxiety and depressive states. And thank you very fucking much for being the gateway drug into a more spicier type of audios that people are posting on Facebook. YouTube. Which I have also discovered eventually. And I was like, fucking hell, this is hot. I really like the voices there. And I think one person had a link to the Reddit inside, and I opened it, and I saw the community that GWA is at that time was I think a little below 500,000 people, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I am not alone. I'm not weird in this. Yes. Let me register on Reddit and start listening to this stuff. So that is how I discovered GWA. Next question. Why do you think men are so into cream pies? Good question. And I think it has to do with the biology of the humans and any mammal. Basically that's how the nature intended for the procreation. In order to get someone pregnant, you need to come inside them. And then, I think it's biologically, how to say, explained that people would be aroused by that, most people anyway. And doesn't have to be only men who are into that. I'm into that very much as well. So there you go. So the next question from another anonymous poster is, how open are you to new sexual experiences? New sexual experiences. I'd say I'm pretty open. I like to experiment. I like to try new things. And I think I don't have that much experience to know that, I know everything that I like, or I know everything that turns me on. I've tried it. I've been there. I've stuff like that. No, that is very, very far from truth. And I'm still very early into my, into exploring my sexuality. I'm really in an early stage of that. Next question. Would you do something you don't like just to satisfy your partner? The thing is, I have to say, I did that before, when I had pretty bad issues with my self-esteem. I would let people do quite a number of things that I was not enjoying or was not in the mood for, and that was not fun for me. But then I've learned to respect myself and to communicate much better. And if I don't like something, I wouldn't just do it to satisfy my partner, because I would communicate that it's something that I am not in the mood for, or I don't like it in general, or I'd never want to try it. And if my partner respects me and respects my boundaries, I'm sure he wouldn't want to go on with it. So, next question. What things would you definitely not do? That also goes to the things about exploring new sexual experiences and exploring the sexuality as a whole. There are still so many things I haven't tried. So I'm not sure what kind of things I definitely would not do. I probably would not do really, 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 really like hard BDSM with high impact play and stuff like that. I wouldn't probably do any types of what do you call them, the furry stuff. I would not do like the scat or the blood stuff or the water sports. Those are not my things. But if you are into them, I've never done any fetish shaming, any kink shaming. And if you are into those things that I just described above, I fully support you. as long as it's consensual and you're not getting long-term harm from it. So, okay. Next question, set of questions, I must say, from Tairn. Tairn. Probably butchered it. I'm sorry in advance. He's saying that, hey, Ronnie, I just wanted to take a chance and say happy birthday. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You are fantastic. You are fantastic. And wish you the best. Thank you so much. It makes me really happy. Here's the questions from this person. What kind of music are you into? That's a loaded question to ask someone these days. I mean, I probably like the popular music, I guess. I like Ariana Grande. I like Dua Lipa. I like... most of the things that you hear in the charts or in the streaming platforms, it's difficult for me to like pinpoint anything. So I guess what I'll do, I'll just open my Deezer account. And yes, I do use Deezer because my mom uses Spotify. She doesn't know how to use anything else, and I got Deezer because it had like a promo with my Fitbit that would go with my Fitbit. So let's open my favorite tracks and just go see some titles. So I like Portugal the Man. I like The Weeknd. I like some Deep Purple, some Scorpions, some Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Eurythmics. You know what I'm talking about the Sweet Dreams, the Goo Goo Dolls, Arctic Monkeys, Childish Gambino, Lil Peep, Corpse. My first voice crash. Doja Cat, Celine Dion. Yes, big fan of the power ballad, I guess. Bruno Mars, Paramore. Lots of Doja Cat, The Neighborhood, Lizzo, what else, Hurts, lots of songs from the Fall Out Boy and the whole soundtrack of Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2, The Barge, Joji, oh, love Joji, Interpol. Yeah, that's kind of it. I think it's a little bit hectic, but that's a little look inside my music library. I guess that kind of answers the question. I hope it answers the question. I like all kinds of music, basically. What made you want to start recording? Like I said above a little bit earlier, how I discovered GWA. What has come out of that discovery is of me wanking basically nonstop for like a week because I just couldn't stop. All the voices sounded so hot. I saw so many amazing fantasies. I'm telling you, I couldn't stop. I was coming from work, and then before bed in the mornings, just like nonstop, like wanking myself. I thought my clit's gonna fall off, basically, and I was enjoying it immensely. That's all you should know. And then after a few weeks of when I've calmed down, when my frenzy has stopped, as was over, I was just thinking to myself that I saw ladies are recording audios as well. I was like, I have a little bit of voice acting experience in the past, and maybe I should try it too, because this stuff really gets me off. And if I can in turn help someone get off on it with my voice, with my acting, with my talent and abilities, wouldn't it be the fucking dream? And so I did. I started recording my own stuff. I made a different account, the one you know right now, which is Ronnie Driver VA, and I started recording. Next question is, how do you choose the scripts you want to record? Of course, I'm gonna choose the scripts with the tags that catch my eye the most, I guess. And I know what my audience likes. I hope I know what my audience likes. So far, I think I've been pretty good on delivering what my audience wants and stuff like that. And whatever you guys like, I usually record, and so far it's been going pretty well. And then another contributing factor into me choosing the scripts is like whether I like it or not, and whether it has some kind of potential for me to showcase my acting abilities, not only, you know, the sexy stuff, because it takes, I want to flex my acting muscles as well, preferably while doing the script. So if the script has a good storyline or something, sometimes I choose some scripts that are too narratively heavy, I guess, and but that's okay with me, as long as I can, you know, express my art in terms of acting and maybe doing a little accent here and there, I don't know. Basically, that's my mindset about it. Okay, next question. Have you ever dommed or subbed to someone? I did both. I don't call myself a switch for no reason. But in all fairness, I have a lot more experience in being a sub than a dom. I mostly express my dom urges through my GWA stuff. That's why you see that in my audio library, there's a lot more dom stuff than the sub stuff. Even though in real life, I immensely enjoy being a sub. So, yeah, I did. I did doll man sub to someone. And if that's any indication to you, even though I have marginally less experience with being a dom in real life, I had received some feedback saying that I'm one of the most capable doms someone has ever met. So there you go. Next question. From all of your audience, do you have one you consider your favorite? It is like you're asking me to choose which one of my children is my favorite. How could you ask something like this? But in all fairness, it's really what's my favorite? I don't know what's my favorite. I like them all. There are some that I'm extremely proud of. Doesn't mean they're my favorite. I like them all. I love them all. I love receiving feedback about my work, I think, more than I actually love performing it, which I adore. So the ones that people think are better, they become better to me because that's what I enjoy. I enjoy getting the feedback loop. So in my mind, if people think it is the best, then it must be the best because the rest I love equally. But I think the ones that I maybe like revisit more often, I'd say, are the Ramble Fabs, because they're my own creation. creation, I mean, it's what it is. It is a ramble and it's a fab. So I do quite enjoy revisiting those. So last question is, would you ever collab with another performer? And I would. I would do it again because I already did. I already had a collab, and it's about the twins in Russia, and it was amazing. Big shout out to Anne Boleyn for being such a wonderful collaborator. I really enjoyed our little, you know, how do you say it? This little project that we did, it was really fun. I was approached by her, and it was really fun, like a meet cute situation when we were like, oh my god, you're amazing. No, you're amazing. Wait a second. Oh my god. It was really fun to do, and I would do it again. So next set of questions from another anonymous person, follower. Happy birthday, Ronnie. Thank you. What is your opinion on CEI? Do you enjoy making these type of audios? So I guess CEI, if some may not be familiar with this abbreviation, is accommodating instruction audios. I have done one of those. I think it was requested in my anonymous request form a while back. Yeah, it was kind of fun. I think it's, as I said, I don't kink shame. If that's something you enjoy, I wholeheartedly support you because it's really fun, I think. But for me, I'm just too greedy. I just want all come to myself. I wouldn't do that to my partner, I think, in real life. I'd just be like, no. It's all mine. but I do, of course, enjoy making these type of audios if they are what you guys want. You just keep letting me know, you know? And then the last set of questions from a wonderful scriptwriter here on GWA, Small Spotted Hyena. Thank you for submitting the questions. So first is, if you were an animal, which one would you be? I'd phrase the question, I had a similar question asked me recently, and it was phrased a little differently. It was like, if you were any animal besides a cat, which one would you be? Because my first thought is obviously the cat, because I love cats. I have a black cat myself, and and if I were not a cat, I would have to choose something else. I would go with a snake, because Slytherin, and because, you know, they're really nice and soft to the touch, and they're really phallic, and they're really dangerous, you know. In some ways, they could be really sweet and like gentle, but then they would like constrict you or bite you and kill you, you know. So if I were not allowed to be a cat, I'd be a snake, like a big one, preferably like huge, long, big, muscular snake. Next question. Which season do you like most? I have lived in the country with a one single season for 6+ years at this point. So I'm a little bit tired of summer at this point, even though I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorites. But I would probably go with spring at this point. I would like to have a little bit more, a little bit better of weather. Not as hot, not as, you know, scorching, not as summery. I guess I like spring for everything kind of rejuvenating, blooming, after a good winter rest, stuff like that. And the last question of today's AMA is, can you tell us a fun quirk about yourself? I can. There are so many, I don't know which one to choose from. Well, a fun quirk is that I can turn basically any song into a song about my cat. I'll just be singing a melody of any song, and then I would just start singing about my cat. How funny, how fat she is, how silly she is, how much of a fat belly she's got, and how much I love to scratch it and stuff like that. And I do that in Russian, so I make songs about my cat, make up songs about my cat, and make fun of her in French. Бабуся, бабуся, бабуся моя, жирабуся, жирабуся, жирабусенькая, and stuff like that. It's just a little thing I do, and I annoy her so much with it. Or maybe she doesn't care. Who really knows with cats? How long was I rambling? 40 minutes. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry for taking so long of your life. I hope it was at least a teeny tiny little bit entertaining for you. I had a blast recording the answers to all of your wonderful questions. Thank you again for submitting them. I will be I will be doing another AMA. I think I like this one a lot. Thanks again for all the submissions and for listening to the whole thing. For all those who are here with me until the very end, thank you so much. Mwah, 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 mwah. Kissing all of your cheeks, all of your foreheads, and all of your noses. Thank you. Bye-bye.